Good morning, put in. That is Brownstone, If You Love Me. So, this morning, I want to be careful who you talk to. Just be careful who you talk to. It's a small world. You may think it's a big world, but it's a small freaking world. So, you got to be careful who you talk to. Because a lot of listening ears turn into running mouths. Let me explain. I met this girl named Yolanda, right? So, I don't really put my, even though people seem to not understand, and not even understand, let me rephrase that. People that don't know me assume I share everything. But people that know me know. Certain things I don't share. My next move, who I'm fucking, and how much money I got. Because it ain't nobody's business, right? Those things are personal. If you don't believe me that everybody is that way, look at Black Panther, rest in peace, Chad Boswick. Nobody knew his next move until it was made. Nobody didn't know who he was married to until he died. Nobody didn't know how much money he had until he passed away. And his team and people that was around him believed the same thing. So, back to it. It was a sister named Yolanda, right? She was, she was dating my ex, my ex-husband. So, nobody, unless you knew us, you didn't know I was married to him. So we're walking one day. We're walking to something. And mind you, it was the summer where we just started hanging out, right? And I didn't mention my husband or nothing, my ex-husband, to her. So, you know, unless somebody told her, she didn't. So we're walking, and she's telling me. She was like, yeah, you know, because Ro used to tell me that out of the blue. I don't even know how he came up, but she brought him up. Because I know I don't pay attention to him. But we was walking to Sefton, and we was going to get something to eat, and I had to go to Western Union. So we was walking to Sefton, and she said, Ro, you know, the dude that she was talking to, said that his baby mom was like, she was talking about unfit moms and women that are so messed up. She said, yeah, Ro said, you know, his baby mom's was like this whore. Like, she never took care of her kids. She's in a sex cult. You know, like, she's never going to be shit. And she was like, you know, I was like, damn. And he would tell her all these things. And how his baby mom's, like, left him in jail. And she was just fucking mad dudes and all of that. I don't know where the light bulb went off in her head, which was cool because I was happy it went off, was, like I said, that summer we became kind of cool, right? We'd see each other, we'd go out to eat, you know, we'd just sit outside or just go from, I like hanging in the city in 71st. She liked sitting in front of the building. I can't do that. I got ADDD, duh. I can't do that. No offense to anyone. I'm not making fun, but I just can't. I can't sit in the projects all day. Get dressed, come out, sit in the projects. That's too much for me. Oh, my God. I got to go and see scenery. I got to see things. So I took her with me to the city, and we would go, you know, 71st or go to the mall or the movies. But we can't just sit in the projects. That's crazy for me. So anyway, somewhere along the line, while we was walking, the light bulb went off. She was like, yeah, because his daughter, Dee Dee. She said, wait, Dee Dee's your daughter? Yeah. She was like, wait, so I said, yeah, I'm the ex-wife. I'm the baby mom's. She said, what? Like, it was a light bulb. Like, oh, shit. Like, I met you. You're always on the go. You're always doing something. The person that he described and the stories he told her didn't, now they don't make sense because I met the woman that you were talking about. She don't fuck around with everybody. That's not her MO. She ain't gonna do shit. She's always somewhere. She don't take care of kids. Her kids all come up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they said on numerous occasions when I wasn't even around. Now my moms would take us everywhere. Even other kids would say, nah, I like hanging with them. They went everywhere. She took me to Sony Wonders. Oh, what's that? They was like, what? So, sex cult, she believed in her religion. Everybody I seen, they was walking through the projects in all white. Like, you know, they cool. You know what I'm saying? They called us the X-Men. So I spoke to her godfather and, oh, okay. Oh, it didn't calculate. right? Because here she's sleeping with this guy and he's dogging out his ex-wife, his baby moms. Well, I done hung with this chick for the whole summer, and the image that he portrayed and the one I see, two different things. So when my ex-husband, because at one time we would speak, my ex-husband would see me and he'd be like, yo, you need to stop hanging with her. She a compulsive liar. And I was like, well, what's she lie about? Right? Because I already heard the story. Yo, you can't trust her. She a lie. Okay. Now, we went to the Million Man March. Now, me and her and all of us, we was planning to go. One thing I don't do, I don't do the group thing. If you're going to go pay your money, we meet up. That's it. Oh, why you didn't buy your ticket with me? Because I'm not the group thing. I've never been the groupie. I can't. Listen, if you know me, right, you already know this. But if you don't, allow me to introduce myself. I am Ifa Bayo, right? In the hood, I'm known as Donna or D. So, or Mama Journey, right? Mama Journey. Now, if I say, hey, you want to go? Okay. You buy your ticket whenever. We already said we all meeting up. I don't need to hold your hand on every step you go. You're a grown fucking adult. So I got my money. I went and seen Todd, brought my ticket. She was like, yo, what happened? I said, you know, because I posted it. I said, nah, I brought my ticket. I ain't going to go then because you ain't wait for me. But see, let me give you the backwater, right? The part. So I said, a listening ear can turn to a running mouth, right? Remember the topic. She had already hit up my ex-husband. I didn't know he was going. Never knew he was going, right? Even the people on the bus didn't know because one dude sold him a ticket and Todd sold me mine. Now, usually when we in the same facility, we will level it because we going back and forth and then we going to go to blows. Because he know I'm not that one. I will punch what? I will jaw jab him. So they both came to us at different times. Hey, I didn't know he brought a ticket, right? This is what they told me. Hey, I didn't know he brought a ticket. Yo, can we, it's bigger than y'all. Can we be civil? Nah, I got you. You know? So we even sat in different spots. He, I don't pay attention to, okay. I wanted to keep the peace, right? So I was like, look, this dude that was sitting next to me, sitting behind me, he had just came out of prison. And he was just getting on my goddamn nerves. He was like, yeah, babes, what's up? You know, yo, I know you want to talk to me. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to be nice. Why? No good deed goes unpunished, first of all, let me tell you. So we, I said, yo, that's my husband right there, because he knew my ex-husband. So he was like, ah, see? He was like, nah, I wouldn't let him diss you. So we became civil that day. That day, right? That day we became civil. So we in D.C. I'm a vegetarian. He's a vegetarian, right? That's always been us. So he's like, yo, they don't have none. I said, no, they do. You have to know what to order. So I ordered it. He was like, yo, good looking. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have pockets. And I was like, yo, you hold the money? He was like, yeah, I got you. So when we were away, that's what people was like, yo, when y'all away, y'all niggas are civilized. It's the hood that makes y'all crazy. We pay attention to that. We was just chilling. Okay. So now we get back. I see her, right? Because I posted pictures. She was like, yeah, you know, because he had told me. She walks up to me and she's talking and she was like, oh, you had fun? I said, yeah, I did. I had fun. I said, yo, it was cool. Yeah. Because Ro had told me, you know, listen, I didn't know she was coming and she's taking pictures with us, but that's not my girl. And, you know, I'm always going to be with you. I said, okay. Right. So I never examined that because it wasn't it's OK. So then it would be whenever I was around. Right. It would be hi, bro. He wouldn't speak. She'd be like, ugh, he don't even speak. I don't speak. I keep it moving. If you don't say nothing to me, I don't say nothing to you. OK. But it was always something when we were together. And then finally I said, Ma, listen, let me explain something to you. I was married to him. I wasn't a jump off. I wasn't a side chick. I wasn't his girlfriend. I was his wife, right? I was his wife. We're not married no more. If we're going to be friends, we be friends. What we're not going to do is talk about how you had him or how I have him. Because at the end of the day, let me give you something that you'll always remember. If I say, hey, let's try this again, that nigga will jump at the scene. But I don't want that because now I'm looking at his taste. And it doesn't, yeah, it makes me sick. So, okay. So now she would have these conversations with people and would say, she's jealous of me. And I was like, what? We hung out. We were cool until you found out who I was. Okay, till this day. And I'm like, Mom, you know, so I'm the type, right, where if there's no growth, there's no movement, and you're still doing the same shit you've been doing from the day I met you, and that means gossiping and drinking. I don't drink. I don't stop nobody else from drinking, but I don't drink. I don't drink. If you want to drink, that's cool. You get too fucking drunk, I'm going to make sure you go where you need to go. But after a while, if you do this every fucking week, you know, or every other day, I'm not going to show up. It's not something I do. And it, no, it's not, oh, well, Ifi, maybe you want to drink. No, I don't. That's not something I do. I don't need liquid courage. Trust me, I'm already courageous. I just do me. I just like, oh, okay, let me go, let me do, and I move on, right? But I don't sit and entertain shit that you've been doing every day. That shit is redundant. It's oh my God, it's aggravating. So every day they would sit out there, and within 5 minutes, she's gonna bring up my ex-husband. So, you know, I was like, okay, maybe she wants to prove a point or whatever. So you start seeing less of me. Then I start hanging up in Buffalo. So every week I would be like, yo, I'm out. Where you going? Buffalo. Oh my God, you must got a man up there. Nah, I just love being up there. It's fun. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's a change of scenery. Like this shit right here drive me crazy. You must got a man. No, babes, I don't. It's really cool to be up there. Like, well, what do y'all do? We do everything. We go out to eat. We go to see different adventures. You know what I'm saying? We drive. We go to different spots. Like, we just enjoy. We meet people. We go to fashion thing shows and stuff. Like, it's something that's out of the norm, right? So, because we would still talk. And she was, so one day, I was leaving, like, 6 in the morning, you know, and she was like, so, how you getting there? I said, no, we driving. She was like, who's driving you? I said, oh, my homeboy. That's your man? No, babes. Nah, this is not my man. Like, you can be friends with people and there's no sex. Like, are you serious? Well, first of all, but it wasn't her business to know. The person who was coming to get me was gay. The fuck? He don't want no pussy. So, okay. So then she was like, standing out there. So when my homeboy pulled up, she was like, hi. I was like, yeah, Shalonda, you know, what's up? And he was like, you ready? I said, yeah. So I put my bags in. She was like, oh my God, he's cute. Ma, that's my homeboy. It's nothing like that. She was like, okay, safe travel. So, you know, we take pictures. We have fun. We was bugging out. We was up there in Buffalo. And then we came back. She was like, your man dropped you off. I said, look, stop. Because it's not cute, it's not funny, and don't make up things to just have something to talk about. Like, don't do that. Later on down the line, I find out, oh, she was going with a man. Ma, stop. It's not my man. It's not my man, right? It's not my man. Don't do that. And she would tell people. That's why I said a listening ear can run to a running mouth. She would sit there and tell, like, Kia, all of this stuff, and I'm sitting there like, but why? Why would you blatantly make up something to make you fit in or to make me like the bad guy? Oh, you're still screwing my ex-husband, and that's what he does. I said, Joe, that shit is crazy. Like, why would you just blatantly make up something? Like, are you serious? Why? For what? What does it get you? Because people that know me will sit there and be like, nah, that's not her. Nah, that's not her. Or people that don't and love drama sit there and be like, oh, child, tell me more. So here it is. This person is sitting here telling me the story. And I'm sitting there like, oh, shit. And what else happened? It was like, it's your fucking life. No, it's not. But I'm interested to see how this ends. So the story was, like, my ex-husband, I fuck all these dudes. I'm in a cult, you know, I'm a whore, right? I was going up to Buffalo fucking these guys and stuff. So I'm making money by being a whore in Buffalo. I was once in the Bronx dancing for money. Like, all these stories. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. Are you for real? They're like, yeah, Yolanda and Roosevelt said that. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? I was like, so what else happened? And they're looking at me like, ain't this your story? No, but I'm flabbergasted. I don't even know to be honored or be angry and go and punch him in the face. But let's see how it turned out because, you know, I need to know. I'm living in Far Rockaway. I'm fucking everybody in Far Rockaway. And, you know, I'm hiding behind stuff that I'm never going nowhere. All I do is sit around and they believe I do drugs. I said, wow. Sally, who I call her Sally. Her name is Tyler. Even when she was standing there with my daughter and my ex-husband and he was sitting there and she was like, looking like, you know, Mama Journey don't smoke or drink. Like, yo, that's a lie. When people truth come out, instead of them owning it and holding themselves accountable, they will lie or bring up your dirt. Now, ladies and gentlemen, back in the day, I did. I smoked a lot of weed. They would call me Stay High. My son is now 37. I quit smoking weed because my son took my weed to school a year later. I stopped smoking weed. It wasn't something that I wanted to do anymore. I smoked it a long time. And I didn't go to rehab. I didn't go to none of that. I just said, yo, I'm done. I'm done. And I don't smoke, right? I walked away from it on my own. When I was going through the pain and surgeries, I tried it again. And I was like, nah. It was the reason I walked away. It doesn't serve a purpose for me. And I'm like, nah. Nah, I'm not a weed smoker. Respect those that do. I did my time, as you can say. Smoked enough. Smoked some great shit. But I don't need it now. I don't need it now. So I'm good. Don't disrespect smokers that smoke, do you? Could nobody stop me? I quit on my own. One day I just got up and said, yo, I don't want to smoke no more. And I did. I didn't go back. I didn't have a relapse. None of that. I just quit. I woke up. I went to the doctor. My father was dying of cancer. I went to the doctor and I had just smoked a cigarette. I clipped it. And I was sitting in the doctor's office and everybody was walking in was like, oh my God, what's that smell? Oh my goodness. And I'm sitting there like, what? I washed my ass. And the girl was like, no, we don't smoke. And if you ever smell cigarette smoke and you don't smoke, it stinks. I got out the doctor, broke the cigarettes and said I quit. I didn't have an urge. I didn't have none of that. It has been all of 7 years since I've smoked a cigarette. And even when I try so nasty to me that I don't do it, I don't. It stinks to me. And people that smoke cigarettes, it stinks. I'm sorry. If you never smelled yourself, quit for about 30 days, really 92 days. And if you could quit for 92 days and you walk in a room with smokers, it stinks. It does. It stinks. Nothing about it smells good. It stinks. I now understand what those girls say. because it stinks. It really does. Cigarette smoke stinks. Not a joke. And I've smoked for a long time. But it stinks. It stinks. Not a lie, not a joke. You smell bad. I'm going to be the first one to tell you it smells bad. So me sitting at the doctor's office and like, for real? Fuck y'all. Like, you know, because I was like, what? But when I got out of the clinic, I broke all my cigarettes and I said, that's it. I quit. I didn't smell nothing for the 21 days, 91 days when it became a lifestyle. I walked in the room and it stinked. I said, oh, shit. My taste buds, food, all of that, different. Because they all, your body rejuvenates itself anyway. But it all, I was like, damn, I've been eating it. I don't like, I eat pizza all the time. I would smoke a cigarette, go get a soda and a slice. I don't like pizza. Now, mind you, I was raised off of margarita pizza. I love pizza. I would break my neck to get a slice. What? Give me a slice. Give me a Sicilian slice. After I finished smoking, I can't stand pizza. I hate pizza. I think pizza is the most nastiest food on the planet. It stinks. It's nasty. Smokers love it. I can't stand it. I hate pizza. I do. I hate cigarette, soda, pizza. I don't drink soda, and I don't eat pizza. I don't. So anyway, I'm like, wow. I'm listening to this story, and I'm like, wow. Now, the story's about me. Don't get it twisted. The story's about me. But none of it is true. So then, when I cursed out Lakia, she politicked on, oh, I was there when your mother did this. I was there when your mother did that. So Sally, right, goes, well, today is the day she buried her son. You know, they buried her son. Her son died. Was you there then? She ain't have no son. My daughter Didi said, yes, she did. Right after my brother. Huh? So, Ma, you don't know me. You don't know me. You're sitting there listening to a person that's broken that would rather tell you some horrific stories that in his head he made up. And y'all will go for that. And then the ears that they were venting to hit me up because now they became running mouths. And I'm like, it's a two-edged sword. Let's be honest. If someone calls you and start talking about somebody, you can look at it two ways. One, they trust you enough to be a venting ear, you know what I'm saying, where they trust you. Here it is, your ass, go back and tell. But then you could say, well, that's my friend, that's loyalty. If he was your friend, you wouldn't listen to it in the first place. Wait, hold on. I don't have nothing to do with that. I don't need to hear it. But majority of people don't do that. What they do is listen. And in the back of their mind, I knew it. You know, because people would rather listen to the fucked up version about you than listen and see the truth. They can see the truth, but no, because everybody just feels, oh, well, I know they did something. We all did something, but damn. Do you listen when they give me praise? Do you listen when people go, oh my God, I love Eva. Let me tell you what she did. Fuck no. Oh yeah, well I did. Yeah, but they don't listen to, they don't listen to that. But let them say, oh yeah, Eva Abeo, her husband say she in a sex cult. She's this. You'll love that. Eat that shit up all day. A broke person can only know how to break other people, right? Because they're bitter. They're miserable. And because of this young lady, and you know, at one time I was like, well, we still can be friends. But every chance you want to dog me out. Now, I know it's a contradiction. It's not even a contradiction. It's stupidity. Right. And this is where, you know, so me and my ex, we tried to date again. Right. That fucked her up. But see, both of them were still rocking, right? But that messed her up. Oh, that messed up. That killed her. So I lied. I did. I lied because I had to see. Angel used to teach me, for every lie, there's some truth. So she had walked up and I said, oh, wow. Yeah, me and him got married. What? She runs over there. You got married to her? Like, she was fucking heated. And he was like, yeah. She was like, oh, for real? Well, give me a hug. What? How do you do that? Right? So I'm sitting there laughing. So she said, this was years ago. She was like, yeah, you know, because when me and him was talking, I threw away his phone number, all of that. Something had happened. She called him. So I answered and I said, I thought you threw his number away. My new phone. No, Ma, stop. And then I don't go through people's phone, right? I don't. I think that's so horrible. And this is when you know the relationship is over or it's nothing, because now you're going through something. And I went through it. I did. I was right there. He had my password, I had his, and I just went through it. And I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm looking at all of this, and I'm like, wow. And she will sit in my face, hey, what's up? Hey, you know, what's up? Oh, my God. I looked at him, and I said, I left it up. This nigga gonna say, yo, my phone is dead. I said, no, it's not. I don't argue over dudes. That's something I'm not doing. And I'm like, wow. And he's like, what? Oh, she always calls me. If you feel you need someone else, go be happy. Do yourself a favor. Go and be happy. Go. I don't like sloppy seconds or nothing. If you're in love with two people, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm in love with two people. Stay with the second one. See, if the first one was enough, you wouldn't need the second. So go on. Go find your happiness. Go be bliss. I'm not going to sit here and beg nobody to do nothing at the end of the day. So anyway, the thing was, I'm never going to do nothing. I'm never going to go nowhere. I'm always going to be this messed up person no matter what. So I remember asking, do we still sit on 109? Yeah. Okay. And you still see me as what? I said, you know, women are quick to sit there and say, well, he don't take care of his kids, but he take care of mine. And they real daddy don't take care of theirs. Like, is that something that you want to promote? You want to promote a man that will dog the person he was with and lie? I could see if I was this fucked up person and did all of this. But you just blatantly lying because you don't want to hold yourself accountable. And then you want to sign up for that. So yesterday I was sitting there and I was like, you know, that's sad. But you have people that are like that. That would rather sit and tell lies on you. And you're going to find some followers. Got to. But you would sit there in your miserable self and try to drag someone instead of healing and facing your own shit. And then you would blatantly dog out a sister, a friend that you hung around just so you can get the love of a dude that doesn't even know how to love himself. Still don't even want to love you. And be watching the page from different angles or have people watch the page where you blatantly pay them. You'll see if she say this. Or you'll sit there and really watch my page from another account. But you want the love of him. You, oh, we just real cool. But you'll do whatever. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. So that's why I tell people, what you say about me, that shit is nothing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? You gonna lie on me. I'm used to that shit. I got somebody that I was married to, and that motherfucker, you go and ask him, I'm everything except the child of God. You know, and his friends look and say, I never forget when his friends said, damn, you say all this stuff about her. Because I was standing there. He said, damn, you say all this stuff about her. But shit, she the best thing that ever happened to you. Yeah. She got you off the boulevard. She's trying to educate you, man. Like, yo, you an idiot. Yo, you crazy. You would rather fuck these chicks that, you know, his friend really told him this, and I was standing there like, what? He said, you would rather fuck these chicks that want three Lucy's, a beer, and a bag of chips than have a woman that'll cook you a meal. He was like, yo, nigga, you gonna die up here on this boulevard. You an idiot. And I was standing there like, oh my goodness, you really said that. He was like, somebody need to tell this nigga that he's stupid. He's like, he'd rather fuck with Yolanda and them, like Elk. And I was like, wow. It's not throwing shade, but I'm just letting you know. People will know the truth about you and still make up a lie. People will sit and gossip about you and be in front of your face and say, hey, oh my God, I love you. What kind of fucking love is that? You just said I was on drugs. People will rather believe a fucked up version of you than the truth could be right there in their face. I'm not saying all people, I'm saying majority. And those are the ones. That's why I tell people I'm in competition with only myself. I need to outdo what I did yesterday. That's it. That's all. While you sitting there going to war, I'm going to keep fucking working. Because it ain't got nothing to do with me. While you sitting there going through this, keep working. First of all, I'm not the arguing type. That shit right there takes me to another level. It triggers me. So I don't like arguing. Put your hands on me, then we got a problem. Put your hands on my sister or one of them, then we got a problem. If all you're doing is talking, that shit don't bother me. I don't give a fuck. I've been called worse by better. That shit don't bother me at all. I love that. That shit just, because it's aggravating you that you have to go and say all of this stuff. That shit aggravates you. I'm going to keep going. Now, if we run up on each other and you put your hands on me, then I'm going to show you who I am. But other than that, I don't give a fuck what you say. What you eat don't make me shit. Like, that's for real. I'm not, oh my God, oh no. Now, people can say, oh well, no. My Beyonce lied. She sat there and said she paid for my Ultra. She said I did drugs. So I tried to call her. She ain't answer. So since I know you watching my feed, then let me tell you myself. When did you pay for my Ultra? When did you take care of me? The same way when Duchess said, oh, Candelo said he paid my rent. When did he pay my rent? When? I was homeless. When? You know what I'm saying? So it's funny to me because your ass is under the fire. So you want to throw me in there? Nah, I'm not talking about Duchess. I'm saying when Candelo, when he got under the fire, now he wanted to tell other people. You never told me that. You never sat there and said that because I would have corrected you. First of all, you're lying, but I would have corrected you right then and there. I don't argue with fucking rumors. That shit don't make no sense to me. That's it. Say it to my face. Put it on a date. Say it to my face. That's it. You want to see me? Let's make a date of it. You say it. Here I am. But no. Motherfuckers throw rocks, hide their hands, and do something else. That's why. You know, people want that 5 minutes of fame. I'm not here to give it to you. I'm not Young Guns. I'm not going to make you famous. No, nope. Go somewhere else. I'm sorry. You don't get 5 minutes of fame. Go live your life. Go out in a blaze of glory. You want to talk about me? Great. Talk about me. Those who want to listen, listen. You know what I'm saying? You got these hitting all these little things. Say it. But I always tell people, when you come to me with a conversation, be careful what you say because I'm going to check the other person as well as you. Because if you're my friend, we're friends, your friends should not know my business. So I'm going to check you on that. Like, what made it so important that you had to share it with them? Because see, if I didn't give you permission, it's called gossiping. So why? Why? So, you know what I'm saying? So people have this image of, or they sit there and wanna just be like, oh my God. But then when they were faced with the truth, it's, oh shit. That's it. I don't drink. I don't smoke. What's the use of sitting there being a gossip? Listen, I may sit and say to myself what I do, I don't do enough. I don't think what I do is important, right? I don't know why people come to me and tell me this stuff. You know, but I hope to make them comfortable enough to come and share their stories with me. Right. And I can try to help. And, you know, if people, you know, I try to put people where they need to go. I don't think this religion should make you broke, destitute, and robbing Peter to pay Paul. So if you have to go and use the resources that are in front of you to try that before you branch out. I'm black. I didn't go to Africa or Cuba to get crowned. I got crowned in the Bronx. Why step over my resources and go somewhere else? Why? If you have it right here, that's why they're there. I laugh at people that don't go to the library. The library is a perfect resource, and you don't even take the time to go in there. But don't get it twisted. I love Barnes and Nobles. But wouldn't you want to try the library first? So when I was a young boy, I would go to the library more than I go to any place else. That's the resources. That's right there. And it's free. It's free. It's right here in your own community. But if you don't take it and take advantage of it, it gets removed. Now what? Now you have to go out. And yeah, nah. Check the resources in your own community. You know what I'm saying? People always quick, but there's no Centeros. How you know? Did you ask? Did you go and check? Did you go and check? Did you hit up other Centeros? No, do you know? Oh, wow, my goddaughter lives there. Oh, my godson lives there. Oh, I come down there every other month. That's how that works. But no, people are rather, no. And trust and believe, I don't go around collecting guard kids. It's not like I'm picking up rocks. No. Everybody doesn't need me. Everybody doesn't. All you need is maybe my job in your role is to connect you with someone else. That's okay. And I'm good with that. People ask me questions. People send me emails. People send me all kinds of stuff. In 24 hours, I can say the least amount I ever got is 8. That's the least. And I'm not complaining. I'm not bragging either. I'm grateful for it. I am. I'm grateful for it. Hey, Aoife, can I ask you a question? Sure. What is it? So I am grateful for it. Because maybe I'm there to shed some light. Don't get it twisted. I'm grateful for it. I asked for it. I signed up for it. So I'm not complaining. But if I don't give you the attention, trust and believe I'm working. And when I get finished or I'm helping someone that's in front of me. Listen, when I worked for retail, right? The number one rule was always help the customer in front of you. The one on the phone can hold or they can call back. But the one in front of you is right there with the money. Right there. Take care of them right there. The ones that's in your face. So if someone is right here in front of me or they have already scheduled something to be right there with me, I have to take care of them because they're right here. And the other person, hold on, give me or let me 45 minutes, right? Because I know people are going to want to tell me their history, tell me what happened, do all of that. And then, you know, and it because they need the attention. They want to be heard. So I have to make sure I'm there with them, right there with them, giving that attention. I want you to share whatever it is you're going through. And then I'm going to ask a question. Well, how did this happen? Or why did this happen? Or, well, what led to this? You know what I'm saying? And then we'll find a solution. Because if you're coming to me with a problem, we got to come with a solution as well. Because I just don't do problems. I do solutions. How can we make this better? What can we do to start you on the path of healing? See, so now I got to get my resources together and see, okay, this is this person. I'm not going to question, especially if I already have a good rapport with you. I'm not going to question it just because these people don't know them. I know you. I know who you are. I've been there. I've talked to you. We've spoken on the phone. You know, we've had numerous conversations, all of that. So, of course. And I always tell people, when you're invited in someone's elate, not to join, not to be there, but as like, wow, you know, this is this. I love networking because, see, and when it comes to, well, my goddaughter or my godson or my son or my daughter needs help, I got you. Because you already built that relationship. And then you also have to listen to the other person, because maybe they're not looking for spiritual. Maybe they're just looking for a listening ear. Maybe they're just looking for some confirmation. Maybe they're just looking for someone to say, no, baby, it's going to be okay. I love you. That's it. That's all. So you have to listen. You have to discern. You got to find out what it is that they want. And hopefully supply that. And that's it. But back to the question, back to the topic at hand. Be careful who you talk to. especially when you are there talking bad about someone. If you want to gossip, gossip about uplifting them. Gossip about the accomplished things they have done. You know, because we are all quick to drag each other. But what about uplifting one another? Let's change the narrative. 2021 is coming. Let's change the narrative. If you're going to start talking bad about somebody, change the subject. Be like, well, you know, on a positive note, they fed the homeless and they went out and they brought dresses for everybody. So, you know, let's talk about that. Watch the other person either curse you out or hang up and won't call you no more. So now you've set a seed in that person. And if the next person they call and they go, yeah, you heard about Ifa, babe? Yeah, but, you know, did you know that she has been helping people on her show? She's helped a good 16 people change their life around. Fuck you and her. But now that person watered the seed. And the other person give that seed sunshine. And the other person will give that seed some nurturing. And the other person will see root and see that seed breaking through the ground and growing. And then that person will say, well, damn, let me change the narrative. Because it then came from everybody. See? So let's start holding people accountable and let's start changing the narrative. Let's start uplifting instead of downgrading. Because it not only is me, it's you too. It's you too. Because it has to be a community effort. Everyone has to pitch in and change this. Can't just be one person. Seriously. That's why I love that song. If you love me, say it. Just say it. If you want me, say it. If you need me, say it. Just say it. Say it. And that's it. We ain't got to go through all of this. If you want these things, say it. And watch how it manifests in your life. And on that note, my beautiful, beloved people, have a great day. Have a great, great day. Catch me on Get Mug Monday. Definitely Conversations with E-File on Wednesday. I know the holidays are coming. I want y'all to be safe. Watch out for the scammers, the robbers. You know, check your ATMs always. If you can, go into a bank instead of an ATM machine. Scammers are out there. I love y'all scammers that are listening. But go rob from the rich. Stop robbing from the poor. I know y'all don't have no heart or anything like that. But this one time, let's help the community instead of downing. We're all in the same boat. Listen, y'all motherfuckers are making money hand over fist because y'all grabbing people. But these families, they're already on their last leg. So, and Christmas is here and some of them want. Yeah, I understand. I'm with y'all. If they can buy the PS2, then they got money. I know. I spend in fucking habit and the way we spend money is stupid as fuck. It is. That's why we need to start reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad or Think and Grow Rich to change this fucking poverty mind state. But y'all be careful. Stick up kids are out. The counterfeiters are out. The scammers are out. No, you don't need to run up on me telling me about some baseball, basketball, magazines. It's COVID. Ain't shit going on. All fucking games and all of that are done. No, I don't need to buy your candy, your cookies, none of that. Especially if I don't see you out there with a uniform. No, I'm not walking up to your car. I'm not coming to see shit. Not no bags or nothing because I will shoot you. I'm not playing. Just be careful. Be mindful. Don't leave your pocketbook and stuff in the car. Put it in the trunk. Don't leave your pocketbook open. You know, watch your money. Watch it. Don't put it in one space. Don't walk with people if you don't know them. I don't care if they got it on the low. It's a no-no right now. Because motherfuckers is really strapped for cash. And they will rob you. So be careful, be mindful. Don't pull your phone out if you don't have to, you know, on the train or the buses or in the store. You know, if anybody, I'll call you back. You know what I'm saying? If it's not an emergency, I'll call you back. Know that teach our children and as well as our women and men, you know, because like I said, it's stick-ups. If they see you at the ATM, you know, be mindful. If you feel like something's wrong, y'all know what to do. Press those numbers backwards. Police is right there. The pitch is caught. They caught. So please be mindful. Be mindful. Please be mindful. Watch your surroundings. I don't need you to be paranoid, but I need you to watch your surroundings. Because everybody's wearing masks now. So please, 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 when you're going out, if you put your drink down, don't pick that shit up. Throw it away. Throw it away. Away, away. No, I don't give a fuck. It's my homegirl. I know each other. No, no, no. Mm-mm. Throw it away. Throw it away. I've seen that's who get close enough to you to roofie your ass, to dope your ass up, is your friends. So be careful. Be careful. Please be careful. I love y'all all. Stay focused. Stay on point. And classes will resume January 9th. I want y'all to enjoy your holiday. For my guide kids and all of y'all, I expect one part of the homework tomorrow. How you doing? I love you all. Stay focused. Stay on point. Stay well, beloveds. And always know this is Bobby Ann's baby girl saying, good morning, Puddin'.